Chapter 5. Sabbath, the Special Day. Keeping the Sabbath, Eternal Covenant. Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. You shall keep my Sabbaths. And on the seventh day, Elohim finished his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day, and hallowed it, because that in it he rested from all his work, which Elohim, in creating, had made. Blessed are those who are careful to do this, what's right, and do it in the right way. Honor Torah of Jehovah, and the Son of Man who lays hold on it. Blessed are those who honor my Sabbath days of rest by refusing to work. So there remains a Sabbath, keeping for people of Jehovah. Then he said to them, Sabbath was made for mankind, not mankind for Sabbath. The Son of Man is no lackey to the Sabbath. He's in charge. Holy Convocation of Sabbath. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings. This is basic wisdom from Moses, Torah, preached and honored for centuries now in city after city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. As they, Paul and Barnabas, went out of the synagogue, the people earnestly begged that these things might be told to them further the next Sabbath. The next Sabbath, almost the entire city gathered together to hear the word of Jehovah. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside, where prayer was customarily made, and we sat down and spoke to the women who met there. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. Remember, honor, Sabbath as a special day. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, withdrawn from common employment and dedicated to Jehovah. Therefore, you are to keep my Sabbath, because it is set apart for you. Everyone who treats it as ordinary must be put to death. For whoever does any work on it is to be cut off from his people. Keep my Sabbaths. I am Jehovah, your Elohim. For thus says Jehovah, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, and choose what pleases me, and hold fast my covenant, even to them I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than that of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the foreigner who join themselves to Jehovah, to serve him, and to love the name of Jehovah, to be his servants. Everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant, even them I will bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Jehovah, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, says, yet I will gather to him others besides those who are gathered to him. You are to remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Jehovah, your Elohim, brought you out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, Yehovah, your Elohim, has ordered you to keep the day of Sabbath. Observe and take heed to the Sabbath day. Continuation of the Sabbath, from sunset of the sixth day until sunset of the seventh day. From even unto even shall ye keep your Sabbath. Do not work on the Sabbath. You have 6 days to labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath for Yehovah your Elohim. On it you are not to do any kind of work, not you, your son, or your daughter, not your male or female slave, not your livestock, and not your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days Yehovah made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore Yehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. Even in plowing time and in harvest, you shall rest on the Sabbath. Stop working even during plowing and harvesting. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give you, then the land shall keep a Sabbath to Yehovah. Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yehovah. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. If you hold back your foot on Sabbath from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call Sabbath a delight, Yehovah holy day, worth honoring, then honor it by not doing your usual things, or pursuing your interests, or speaking about them. If you do, you will find delight in Yehovah. I will make you ride on the heights of the land, and feed you with the heritage of your ancestor, Yaakov, for the mouth of Yehovah has spoken. Declare and say to the children of Israel the law of this day, both that they should keep Sabbath thereon, and that they should not forsake it in the error of their hearts, and that it is not lawful to do any work thereon which is unseemly, to do thereon their own pleasure, and that they should not prepare thereon anything to be eaten or drunk, and that it is not lawful to draw water, or bring in or take out thereon through their gates any burden, which they had not prepared for themselves on the sixth day in their dwellings. And they shall not bring in nor take out from house to house on that day, for that day is more holy and blessed than any jubilee day of the jubilees. On this we kept Sabbath in the heavens, before it was made known to any flesh, to keep Sabbath thereon on the earth. And the Creator of all things blessed it, but he did not sanctify all peoples and nations to keep Sabbath thereon, but Israel alone. Them alone he permitted to eat and drink, and to keep Sabbath thereon on the earth. And the Creator of all things blessed this day, which he had created for blessing, in holiness, in glory above all days. This law and testimony was given to the children of Israel as a law forever unto their generations. And behold, the commandment regarding the Sabbaths, I have written them down for thee, and all the judgments of its laws. 6 days shalt thou labor, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yehovah, your Elohim. In it ye shall do no manner of work, ye and your sons, and your men servants, and your maid servants, and all your cattle, and the sojourner also who is with you. And the man that does any work on it shall die, whoever desecrates that day, whoever lies with his wife, or whoever says he will do something on it, that he will set out on a journey thereon in regard to any buying or selling. And whoever draws water thereon, which he had not prepared for himself on the sixth day, and whoever takes up any burden to carry it out of his tent or out of his house, shall die. Ye shall do no work whatever on the Sabbath day, save what ye have prepared for yourselves on the sixth day, so as to eat, and drink, and rest, and keep Sabbath from all work on that day, and to bless Jehovah, your Elohim, who has given you a day of festival and a holy day. And a day of the holy kingdom for all Israel is this day among their days forever. For great is the honor which Jehovah has given to Israel, that they should eat and drink and be satisfied on this festival day, and rest thereon from all labor, which belongs to the labor of the children of men, save burning frankincense and bringing oblations and sacrifices before Jehovah for days and for Sabbaths. This work alone shall be done on the Sabbath, days in the sanctuary of Jehovah your Elohim, that they may atone for Israel with sacrifice continually from day to day for a memorial well-pleasing before Jehovah, and that he may receive them always from day to day according as thou hast been commanded. And every man who does any work, business, thereon, or goes on a journey, or tills his farm, whether in his house or any other place, and whoever lights a fire, or rides on any beast, or travels by ship on the sea, and whoever strikes or kills anything, or slaughters a beast or a bird, or whoever catches an animal or a bird or a fish, or whoever fasts or makes war on the Sabbaths. The man who does any of these things on the Sabbath shall die, so that the children of Israel shall observe the Sabbaths according to the commandments regarding the Sabbaths of the land, as it is written in the tablets. Do not cook on the Sabbath. Don't light any fires in your dwellings on the Sabbath day. He said to them, Jehovah has said, tomorrow is a solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to Jehovah. Bake and boil what you will bake and boil today, and all that remains over, put aside for you to keep until morning.